Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Hope you've had a good day if it's Thursday. Wish you a good day if it's a repeat program on Friday. I'm going to start with a couple of quotes on happiness, and a lot of the program is going to be on these days where you have a number of them and they kind of go together. Sometimes it's just one day, sometimes it's a combination, but a number of days where things go south and a lot of problems arise. And I was saying to Hector as I walk in into the studio, sometimes you have to laugh in order not to cry because so many things are causing you frustration. And you gotta smile and laugh and you know, as I say, the sun will come out tomorrow. But the tomorrow has been about 4 or 5 days. So we're gonna go. But let's start out with the quotes of Nuevo Día, and let's see which is first. The 21st is, si buscamos la felicidad fuera de nosotros, nunca la encontraremos. Se trata de una realización interior. And that's by Tagore, an Indian writer from India, not Native American. If we're looking for happiness outside ourselves, we'll never find it. It has to be a realization, an interior realization. Much in relevant to basically the topic of this program as I go through the various things that happened to me. And the other one, which is the day after, the 22nd of July, en el nuevo día para comenzar tu día, la esencia de la felicidad reside en aprender a mirar con atención. Es la manera de descubrir que la belleza se esconde en lo más pequeño. It's really a mindfulness statement. The essence of happiness resides in looking with attention. It's the way, manner of discovering that beauty is found in the most smallest ways. It's a mindfulness statement. But basically the message is that it's our mind that makes a decision as to whether we're going to be happy or unhappy. And of course, it's always, you know, it's easier said than done. And in that regard, it's been tough. So let me just go. I'm going to go give you a rundown of the things, you know, that I said, you know, that have been really a challenge, let's call it, and a frustration this week. And then we'll go into them in more detail. But the first four are things that are occurring, and as you know, you have to sort of recognize that there's nothing you can really do about it. So you got to live with it because you don't have control of those things. And these first four things is, you know, Puerto Rico's infrastructure, you know, the water and electricity. And I'm reading these articles and, you know, so tempted to get into these issues that are so frustrating and alarming. But, you know, I'm going to hold myself because I don't want to get into these kinds of things. There's plenty of other programs that go in on and on and on and over and over and over again and all of these things. So you don't need me to go into them. The second kind of related is Puerto Rico politics. Very frustrating and again, you know, tempted to get in and putting my two cents, but you don't need it. You just don't need it. The third is U.S. politics, which is also super frustrating to watch it developing. And there are sometimes I make a mention, you know, may get into it a little bit, but really I keep out of that also. As you know, this program for our well-being tries to stay out of, you know, politics and religion, things, these controversial things that we value in different ways, and it's not worth, at least for this program, going too much into it. And then the fourth is the war in Iran and Ukraine that I do often get into. And right now, it's really, really frustrating how the two wars with the different sides and the extensions of the different sides are just causing so much physical and human damage. It's very sad and very frustrating. But those four, nothing I can say, nothing I can do will make a difference with respect to them. At least, this is George Gonzalez speaking. To some of you out there, yeah, you're involved in it and something you can do. But I'm not involved and I can't really do much. And in my opinion, probably doesn't add very much. So then let's go to the ones where, that action can be personal action, and I personally can get involved. And it's basically Puerto Rico's well-being outside of the politics. Our civic structure, our developments, outside of politics, what we can do. And I think, that is, I want to go into that. The six is challenges that occurred in my consulting practices. As you know, I'm a consultant in the prevention and resolution of conflicts, act as a mediator, act as a facilitator, more as a facilitator than a mediator, and trying to get people to get together, to work, to settle things instead of going to the courts. I've always loved that aspect of my legal practice. And when I retired, well, that's what I decided to concentrate on. And so, that's where I am. But there's a couple of frustrating things that happened in the consulting practice we'll get into. Number seven is challenges in similar to the consulting is the reflections, this program. And so sometimes, as you know, I've had sponsors and sometimes I do not. But in order to have a contract with government agencies, including WIPR, you have to have this certificate, which is called RUP, which is the Registro Único de Proveedores. It's a register for suppliers in contracts with the government. So you have to have that, and you have to renew it each year. And we'll go into the frustration of what that involves. Number eight is the challenges in the farm. As you know, my wife and I have been developing an agroeco tourism project and a farm that we purchased from part of the family, the Bauermeister family, the Pico Bauermeister group, and a couple of things happened which were kind of frustrating and you have to live with. So those are the eight. Four of them to set aside, can't do very much. The other four, I think we can do. And then I'm going to go in and end the program with positive things that have been happening and with a positive statement. As you know, that's my goal. And even with these negative things, kind of tell you what I try to do to cope with these issues, these challenges. Okay, so let's get to work. The Puerto Rico well-being area is basically from my point of view, other than helping in the business, the local businesses that we as a family are involved with, which we is important for Puerto Rico's well-being, and the various civic organizations that I've been involved with, the Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation and the Coalition for San Patricio Community that I preside and Rotary, looking for things that really can make a difference, that hopefully has something that I can work on and persuade other people that is good for Puerto Rico, for Puerto Rico's well-being, for our individual and for Puerto Rico's well-being. And in that regard, last program, I discussed the development of the Proyecto Rotario Propas, the Puerto Rico, the Rotary, Puerto Rico Rotary Propas project, and the developments. And I was describing that in line with my use of artificial intelligence, a real neophyte, but, you know, as neophytes, when they discover something, get really excited. And I discovered the use of artificial intelligence probably about 6 weeks, maybe two, maybe more. And it's been fantastic as a tool to help analyze and to reflect and bring on different ideas. That was a program last week, and I don't want to go back into that. But following up on the Proyecto Rotario Propas and the use of artificial intelligence and bringing it to the fore, it's a tough, difficult thing. Addressing violence, and how can we tweak the project in a way that makes it more successful, more attractive, more persuasive to people. And in that regard, as I sort of look at a particular topic, I like to sort of synchronize with other articles and maybe a movie or maybe a conversation, but usually articles that I find are relevant to the particular topic of our well-being in Puerto Rico, and in that regard, there are three articles that. And this time it's usually I refer to Nuevo Día. I get the Primera Hora. Often it comes with Nuevo Día. I'm subscribed to, and often the Vocero appears. Either I'm in the morning out there or at supermarket or it's delivered at the condominium. And by coincidence, a couple of the articles here are from El Vocero. All three of them now that I'm looking at it. The first is an article on the architect, the convention, its annual convention, and it says focusing on and el bienestar, focusing on our well-being. And basically they had three, presenters from international coming, and they all focus on the architect's role in our well-being. And I particularly like the quote by the architect Michael Murphy, the firm Mass, MASS Design Group, and basically he says that architecture serves us to heal, deters racial violence. I don't know why it only racial. I think deters violence, and live and helps us live in a more just way. That's pretty high-ending aspirations for a profession. But what's important is the convention was a focusing on well-being and the role of the infrastructure that architects develop, for our well-being, which we all know and believe. But the convention we'll be focusing on that was kind of interesting, given our interest in the well-being for all of Puerto Rico. Then there's an article by Heriberto Martinez, economist Heriberto Martinez, and the title is La Lógica del Crecimiento versus La Economía Social y Solidaria. The logic of growth versus the social and sustainable economy, and he goes into an analysis and of his opinion that growth is good, but growth without social and sustainable development, where everybody proves and all is not what we should be doing. And basically he's challenging the what he's called el efecto goteo, which is the trickle down economy, where the argument is if you have the producers and that their wealth will then trickle down below And he's saying that that doesn't work. I tend to agree with him. But basically, the whole article is to be broader than just economic growth should go beyond and reach everyone and be conscious of that. And then the third article, and these are it's hard to see the dates, but this one is the 18th of July. The other one was the it's hard to see them because it's kind of worn out. But anyway, they're very current. And this one is by Professor Ileana M. Ayala Fontanes. She's a professor at the University of Puerto Rico. Entonces, says, hay una avería en el sistema de bienestar social. There is a breakdown in the social well-being system. And I like the word well-being instead of, welfare. But maybe they prefer welfare. But I like the, well-being. And so she's saying that it's not an issue of the Aqueduct Authority or LUMA or the police or the family department that the breakdown came much earlier. La avería es del sistema se inició mucho antes. And basically, she ends the article. And let me see if I have that. Says the por ello for let me see yeah por ello si piensas de por ello la avería de lo que tanto hemos escuchado hablar en estos días no radica en una sola agencia. La avería va mucho más allá del superacueducto. Consiste en haber alterado la concepción misma del gobierno. El problema no es que el Estado sea incapaz de garantizar bienestar, sino que el bienestar ha dejado de ser una prioridad política. La avería comenzó cuando se aceptó que los derechos humanos podían convertirse en privilegios para algunos y que las desigualdades sociales no deberían erradicarse, sino simplemente administrarse. So, translated really roughly, says the problem, especially the last one, the problem is not that the state is incapable of guaranteeing well-being, but that well-being has ceased to be a public priority. The breakdown commenced when we accepted that human rights can be converted as privileges for some, and that social inequality should not be eradicated, but simply administered. Wow. But that's Professor Ayala Fontanes. And so in line with that, I'm kind of struggle. Oh, yeah, Reto's waving. So let me, the first segment is over. Just when I was getting, enthusiastic. So I'm taking this concern with well-being at our Puerto Rico overall society level. I've been addressing, let me address then what, Reto Rotario Pro Paz as something that addresses that and see how you feel and see if you get excited with it. Okay, we'll be right back after the pause. This is your host, Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections.